tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Sunday. So lots of things about to happen here in the month of October. And so October 1st is right around the corner. And for those of you that are looking to really take advantage of the power month of October, I highly recommend that you download my 9-day energy reset. It's a 9-day ritual. You start on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. You can order it in hard copy. It's just a little booklet, or you can download it. A couple dollars more if you get it in hard copy. But the best thing about this is that October is a power month, because in numerology, October is the number 10 month. Well, you drop the zero and it becomes a number one month. So we have two power months in any given year that is a restart. One is October and one is January. So a lot of people do my 9-day energy reset on January 1st. But you can do this on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of any month. But it's a ritual. And if you decide to download the booklet now, then you can prepare to start on October 1st. And October 1st also starts on a Monday. So it's at the beginning of the week. A lot of people like to start new things at the beginning of the week. So it's absolutely fabulous. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 913 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How are you doing?
Hi, Andy. What's your question?
My question is, I have plans for a vacation trip in the Southeast end of October, and just wondering how that's going to go.
Is there like a specific question about it? I mean, because what I get
go ahead.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I was just going to say, I was just concerned kind of about any of the damage from Florence, or if there's going to be another weather event. Area.
Yeah, no, this doesn't talk about anything connected with a weather event. I think that we've had that for the Southeast this year. But what it's actually saying is that there's a huge opportunity for you to do some major reconnection with some important people there. So whether those connection you already know or you're about to know, that's how I would look at this, is that this is an opportunity for a very strong reconnection or new connection for you. And it might actually tap into your creative side a little bit more than what you've been doing. So I actually really like that. So I have no issues at all. There's not one icky, yucky card in your reading that says you should postpone the trip or put it off. It says you absolutely should go. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the
Excellent.
Call. See you later.
Thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
This is Desmond. How you doing, Mona?
I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
Desmond.
Oh, Desmond. Thank you, sweetie. What's your question for me?
Yes, I wanted to know, what do you see as far as my financing?
Let's see. So, okay, Desmond, your cards are talking about that you signed up to do a bunch of big stuff in this lifetime. And so when I believe that when we're on the other side, we're in the spiritual realm, and we choose to come into a lifetime at a specific time for reasons, lots of reasons, lessons, to accomplish certain things, mostly to have the contrast of being spiritually connected to all things and being in peace and bliss to coming to the actual reality of living through a body, living through an essence, living through an experience, okay? So the first card in your reading is a card that talks about how annoyed you are that you're not where you think you should be by now. It's the first card in your reading is that it talks about that you keep looking at the things that you don't have as opposed to the gifts that you bring to this world. And so what it's saying here is that the card right ahead of you is this overwhelming predisposition with money. Okay? Is that you're looking at money as the source or the winning trophy of this life. You know, there's a bumper sticker out there that says, you know, whoever dies with the most toys wins. Well, that's not actually really why we're here. And so what I'm actually getting for you is that instead of looking at money as the trophy or the goal or the ultimate reason why you're here, you might want to instead look at the fact that here you are, smart, creative, attractive, resourceful, and instead of looking at that as your source of abundance and wealth, you're looking at the balance in your bank account. So you've asked me about finance, but what's really interesting here is that the finance will follow, the money will follow what you love to do for work. So if you're somebody that really wants to get into performing or creating or inventing, then it sounds to me that you need to be connected with an activity that puts you in that direction. And if you're just waiting for the doorbell to ring and present a silver platter of an opportunity for you, that's not how it's going to happen. What it's saying instead is that your best friend right now is going to be discipline. And it means discipline on what is going to be your next step to create the financial plan that you really want to have, the financial resources you really want to have, and the comfort of not having to worry about money. So really the goal is that when I choose to actually follow my heart, this is how you should say it in your head, when I choose to follow my heart and do the thing that I love, the money will follow. But what it's saying here is that whatever you're doing now is just scraping to get the next paycheck or scraping to get the next whatever. And what it's saying here is that, well, if you could actually work at something that would teach you how to go toward the thing you ultimately love, then you would never have to call anybody about your money issues again. Because what I'm seeing here is you came into this lifetime to actually get to a point of abundance and you chose to do it the hard way. You chose it. So instead of getting upset or angry about it or worried about it, it's saying, okay, what's my next step? And that's what your cards are saying. Do I see that you ultimately get to the point of financial freedom and choice? Abso-frickin-lutely. But what it's saying here is whatever you're doing now seems to be preventing you from the opportunity or being invited to the opportunity to learn how to make those kind of mega bucks. You see what I mean?
No, okay. I'll see what you're saying.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Yep.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 850 area code. Hello, 850. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Sheila.
Oh, hi, Sheila. What's your question?
Hi. I was wondering about my love life.
All right, let's see what it says. So every now and then when I'm doing my radio program, my cat decides to lay right on top of my card. So hold on, I got to move her out of the way. Seriously, she's got her own website. She's got her own Facebook page, Tilly the Hun. So if you look up Tilly the Hun, you'll see this cat. But anyway, so every now and then she'll just come on while I'm doing my radio program. She'll just decide to lay right on my cards. So she did, so I had to move them out of the way. All right. Your love life. First, and I'm going to have you do this, the very first thing I want you to do is I want you to write down the five absolutely deal-making aspects of the perfect love relationship for you. I want
okay.
you to, in other words, the five characteristics of the perfect partner that would allow you to relax into the idea that this person could be your lifetime companion of choice, which is how I view love relationships. So I've used the term companion of choice for over a decade. And it's not about the goal of marriage. It's not about the goal of necessarily having babies, although that might be on your list. But what it's saying here is that as soon as you define what it is you're really looking for, in your mind, as soon as that person meets all of that five-item checklist, then you can decide to date them. Now, I don't know if you're new to my program or not, but I am really, really big on the idea of no poking sexually, and no poking of anything sexually for at least 3 months into dating.
That's awesome.
Okay, good. I'm so happy to hear that because here's the thing, is that you want to make sure that you like the person before you poke the person.
Right.
Because here's what happens, and you know this, and happy to hear that you're wise enough to realize that men don't get as messed up emotionally as women do when sex happens. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we as women allow the man into us. It's a whole different essence than, you know, it's one thing to put something in, it's another thing to take something in. And so when women realize that there's something that's spiritually I can't even put a big enough word on it. There's something so spiritually connected about that physical union. And a lot of people treat that as it's a game or it's a just an activity, like, you know, walking a mile on the treadmill. It's not. And so when a woman can make that a little special or a little more special than it seems like the media seems to be making it, is that when she is in control of the fact that I want to make sure I like you before I sleep with you, and then he actually realizes that she's not just into me because I'm good looking or I might have a great career path. She's into me because she really wants to get to know me. So when I tell women, do a variety of new experiences with your guy that you're dating, whether that's going to festivals, whether that's going to learning how to do watercolors together or an art class or learning indoor rock climbing together, whatever it is that you do together, it's suddenly now, I actually think that when a woman goes grocery shopping with a guy, that's when she knows the relationship's going in the right direction. Because think about it. When you go grocery shopping with someone, that's I think, a very intimate thing. Because usually when you go to the grocery store, you're not just getting groceries. You're also picking up other stuff you might need for the house. So you see certain things like the brands that he chooses, the brands you choose. There's a getting to know you thing that happens more in a grocery store after you've been dating a guy for a while, and then you go home and make dinner together, or you go to his place, he comes to your place, you make dinner together, you watch a movie. That is more real intimacy than the actual act of sex.
I agree.
So
definitely.
So what it's saying, and I'm getting to the point now of answering your question, what it's saying is that you will meet this person through a series of coincidences that are lined up with you not compromising with what you're looking for.
Okay?
So I will tell you that he's probably either an entrepreneur now or on his way to that, and any small business networking things that you could go to, whether or not you decide yourself to start your own business or you already have one, that's how you're probably going to meet him.
Okay.
And what I'm getting is you meet him by coincidence. It will be in some sort of activity where there's a matter of fact, if there was any sort of like group, I almost said power brain. That's not it. It's like a group power circle where people are this would be a great business invention. I don't know if anyone does this. You know how they have the CEO roundtables out there where, you know, CEOs get together and they bounce off ideas or they talk about stuff going on in their offices, and there's that dome of silence thing where it's totally confidential to everybody in the circle. But what if you could actually create power circles as a business, that you get four random business owners together and you, oh man, maybe this is your business idea that I'm getting for you, but you get four people that are together that have their own business, small business people, and they're all in different categories. There's no competition between the four people, but you create a four-person power circle.
Okay.
And this would be, I think, a killer networking event where people came in and they grabbed a certain color card, all right? So let's say there's 48 people, and they reach and randomly grab a card. And so all the people with the blue card get together at a table. All the people with the yellow card get together at a table. All the people with the zigzag card or the star on the card, they all get together. So it's random. And they all sit together and they talk about things that work for their business. Wouldn't that be a wicked, cool networking event?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought of it while I was talking to you. But the funny thing is, you asked about love. I went in a whole different direction. It's saying that you're going to attract love through business.
Oh,
but it's,
okay.
It's going to be something that you participate in business. So there you go.
Okay.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, oh, hold on, let me get that on. All right, I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312, who's this?
Hi, it's Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen, what's your question?
My question is, I'm a little short on funds, and I reached out to some relatives, well, my mom reached out to some relatives, and I reached out to some friends. Do you see anyone coming through until I can get paid?
Let's see. Yeah, actually, there's a woman here that has the resources, and when you've asked for this loan, you made it real clear on how the payment's going to come back, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Okay, this actually says that you probably find out the answer before the end of this week, and that's good because you need it by the end of the week.
Yes, I need it like
okay.
today.
Okay, well, it's saying that the answer to that's yes, because the way the cards are coming up, first of all, you had to ask before anyone would consider. You had to ask. According to this, it says yes, you do get it. So, I would follow up tomorrow around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
That's the power time for you. That's what I'm getting. So.
Okay.
But it says you get it. So I'm not getting this big squirrely worry thing. I get that you get this sense of relief for a little while, and then you can go on to do the thing you need to do to have money coming in on a regular basis.
Yes. I probably get paid at the end of the week. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect.
That's right.
I'm not worried.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, gal pal. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 513 area code. Hello, 513.
Hi, how you
who's
doing
this?
Today?
I'm Katrina great.
Johnson.
Who's this?
Katrina
I'm sorry,
Johnson.
You said it. Katrina?
Yes, Johnson.
All right. What's your question for me?
I wanted to know, I have been chatting with this male singer online for the last few weeks, and I just want to know, am I really chatting with him or someone else?
You're chatting with a guy that's a con artist. That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
Now, but you already know that, or you wouldn't have called me. So here's what it says. You know what's so funny about your cards, gal pal? So when I draw five cards when I answer your question, and four out of the five cards you have are major cards, all right? The first one is that you have to learn to trust your own intuition and trust yourself more. The second one is talking about this dork that you're talking to online or on the phone or whatever it is. He is coming up reversed, and he has conned lots of people. And so for you to just totally ghost him, that would be my ultimate recommendation for you. Do not say, my psychic says you're a con artist. Do not say anything like that. Just stop talking. Just stop. I mean, seriously, it's like ripping the bandage off. Just stop. Then you have this card. Go ahead.
Okay, so did he hack into this singer account? Because they first started talking to me through Twitter, because I had said I've been a fan since day one, and then he had gave me his private email address, and it has the singer name on it. It says official so-and-so. So that's how it started.
I'm just getting that this person, this man is coming up reversed and as a con artist. The funny thing is that if he truly is who he is, then he will make it clear that it's him. But I don't think it's him.
Because he has told me things about his music and stuff. So
I'm just saying. Okay, because then here's the funny thing. You have this card called, it's called the Sun in traditional tarot. It's right smack in the middle of your reading. And it literally means that that by you taking a huge step back, I want you to ghost him right now. I don't want you
to keep going back. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because your gut's telling you something's not right. But right smack in the middle of your cards is this, it's called the happy marriage. I call it the happy marriage card. It's the card of being happily engaged in this life, and that when you recognize something that makes you feel squirrely or a red flag, you just step back from it because it takes away from your sense of peace. Then it's talking about a card that talks about he's close to what you want. He's very close to what you want. And then the last card is this huge personal breakthrough that's going to happen for you in November. But right now you ghost him. It's saying do not believe anything that he's saying to you, because you have unless you have an actual FaceTime video chat with him, you're not going to know it's him.
Right, you're right.
And if you have suggested that and he's avoided it, that's the red flag.
Yes, because I had said to him, I said, I want to hear your voice. Then after that, it was nothing.
Right. So
then
here's the thing.
I said,
Yeah. So here's the thing. Your intuition is allowing you to dodge a bullet, and then it's saying that you have a power month. Your power month, according to this, is November. That I just want you to be a little bit more aware of the men that are trying to get your attention, because it's saying that you could find the love of your life in November just by paying attention, not online, none of this dating online crap. It's by you paying attention to the men that are trying to get your attention right around where you are. And I don't know if you were listening earlier when I mentioned about the grocery store, that I said to a gal earlier that one of the coolest things to actually do with a guy when you're dating him is go to the grocery store. Now, that means that when you're walking through the grocery store, be a little bit more aware of the men that are trying to catch your eye. And all you have to do is smile at them.
Okay.
All you have to do is you know how we girls have this, we have this way of looking at a guy without saying a word? We have that look, right? I do it with my husband all the time. I give him this look, right? And he knows. It's like that little extra. It's sort of like, I think somebody called it sparkle eyes. You know, sparkle eyes, where you kind of give him sparkle eyes. It's not. You're not saying a word. I want you to practice that a little.
Okay.
And any nice guy that you talk to, give him sparkle eyes, because it just might. It might. It not only will it make your day, because you're giving him a little extra mojo. You know, a little spiritual sparkly mojo. But it'll make you feel good because you'll get the reaction back. And so here's my thought for you, gal pal. Just start flirting again.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to flirt
okay.
again. All right, sweetie. See you later.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye. All right. We've got somebody here from the 857 area code. Hello, 857. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Gwen.
Hi, Gwen. What's your question?
Well, I really don't have a question. Can I get a general?
No, you have to do a session with me to get that. So
my
program is designed. Now, think about it. Gal, I'm a businesswoman. This is how I make my living. Okay, so if I do that, that I mean, I'm already answering your most important burning question. So all I'm doing is showing y'all over the last 650 episodes here on Blog Talk Radio that I'm a safe person to call for a psychic reading. That's why I do this. Is it validates and gives me credential, and I do it live every Sunday, so you don't think it's something that I did 5 years ago, and that's my only beacon on the planet. All right, so
exactly.
If you have a specific question, I'd be delighted to answer
I'll give
it for you.
Okay, I'll give you the question. Okay.
Okay.
In regards to love.
Okay, so my immediate reaction when you ask me that question is it's not about romantic love that I'm getting.
Mm.
It's about
you
being in love with life. And I actually think what you've been doing is spending way too much time looking to validate yourself with a relationship when, in fact, the relationship is supposed to validate what you love, which is a whole different energy than most people think.
Yeah.
So
it's
funny because you've got this card here of you ready. I mean, here you are, right smack in the middle of your reading, Gwen, ready to take life by the tail.
Yeah.
But you're not stepping up to do it. Now, I'm going to give you a suggestion. Let's say there's something about your city you'd like to change. Let's say that wouldn't it be really cool if there was some sort of trash picking up contest for kids? That what they do is that, seriously, they go to a park with a big hefty bag, and whoever picks up the most trash in an hour wins a prize.
Mm.
So not only would it be exercise because they're bending and stooping and trying to do this quickly, but they're picking up trash. And so at the end, everybody wins, but you don't tell them that at the beginning.
Right.
Because they've just
right.
picked up trash. Now, think about it. If you're paying someone $20 an hour to pick up trash, and you're paying and you're basically giving kids a gift card to the movies at the end of picking up trash, so the person that collects the most might get a gift card for, you know, a Visa gift card for say $50, right? But everybody else gets two free movie tickets or one free movie ticket to a matinee movie. Now, the cool thing about that is that the activity that you're rewarding them with is also something that puts them in a safe place. So all I'm telling you here is that it's, by the way, that would be a kick butt. I've come up with some great ideas today on my program other people. But what I'm getting with you is that if you can find a way to get involved by saying that I want to do trash pickup the first Saturday of every month, I want to do trash pickup Saturdays. And then what happens is the city or the county or whoever actually comes up with these rewards, or you find a sponsor like a car dealership. Now, when you decide to get actively engaged with coming up with creative ways to help the community that could be sponsored by local businesses, suddenly you're engaged in doing something that makes the community better. And then what happens is that because of that, you have to talk to people to make it happen. And then by you talking to people to make it happen, that's how you meet love.
I actually like that.
I like
it
too.
It's
way better than that. Like we have Friends of Nevada Wilderness is an organization here in Nevada. And it is, it's an organization that one of the things they do is their activities is they go clean up the forest. They go clean up, you know, like they'll go up to Lake Tahoe and just pick up trash around Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. But they make it an event.
Yes.
And it's wicked cool. So, all right, gal.
Yeah, okay.
I think you're nudged in the right direction. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you. Many
okay.
blessings to you.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the – oh, wait, I'll be right back. Hang on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, you guys. So I have about 20 of you that are actually on hold here. And if you actually want to ask me a question, you have to dial the number 1 to put yourself in the queue. So if you're just tuning in to listen to the program, great. Otherwise, if you actually want me to answer your question, you need to press the number 1 so I can see you in the queue. I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanika. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tanika. What's your question?
I just wanted to know, with my current job, if you could give me some advice, how do you see it going? If you think I should leave it like as soon as possible, or if you see everything being okay?
I'm sorry to chuckle, but you're being shown at this job what you don't want. And instead of getting emotionally upset about it, I just want you to roll with it till the first of the year if you can. Okay? Because what it's saying is that the crap that's going on around you right now is to show you how to not take anything personally. And I want you to start training your difficult boss. Okay? So here's how you do it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you read a book called The Four Agreements?
No.
Okay. So it's by Ruiz. It's been out forever. So you can go to a used bookstore and probably pick it up for $1, or you can go on Amazon and buy it for a couple dollars. It's not very expensive, but it's called The Four Agreements. And I'll tell you what the four agreements are. It's always do your best, which you do, okay? Always keep your word, which you do, right? But the last two are the two that I think are your big celebrity apprentice lesson at this job. The last two are make no assumptions, and the last one is take nothing personally, because it ain't about you. So have you ever seen the movie Moneyball?
No.
Okay. So it's one of my favorite Brad Pitt movies, and it's not because Brad Pitt is this, you know, sexy, you know, dude like he's been in some of his past movies. He actually plays Billy Bean, this famous baseball player that ends up deciding to go into the majors pretty much right out of high school, because in high school he was an incredibly gifted athlete. Well, as it turns out, he doesn't make it very much as an athlete because he kind of chokes, right? It was fun for him in high school, but then he ends up taking this huge contract and he chokes once he gets it. So he becomes the general manager of the Oakland A's. I'm not going to tell you much more about it, but there's a part in the movie where you realize that this life is about you taking advantage of what's presented to you and doing the best with what's presented to you. So if your boss is a jerk, which is what I'm seeing here, and that you're not getting a lot of information or training, which is what I'm seeing here, it says that you have to step in and ask for it. You have to go, so I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with my level of training. May I take some extra time and see if an employee can work with me so I have a better understanding? Or I would go to a fellow employee and say, you know, I'm feeling a little out of sorts here, that I don't feel like that I'm really grasping this. Would you work with me? Okay? By you doing that, it shows that you're ready to participate in the training of this. But the most important thing is don't take the, I've got to use a bad word, assholiness of what's going on with you as a reflection of you. Because anyone that is mean or cruel or an asshole to you, it's a reflection of their pain, not yours. So they are not cluing in on what you're doing wrong. They're coming out of their own fear. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so when you can just step back and actually see the humor, because this is kind of funny in a weird way, that these people would act like this, because they're all working out of fear. Now, having said that, I want you to start looking for the next job now, because I think it's going to present itself before the end of the year. But what you do is you look at this as though, do you remember the show Celebrity Apprentice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember, you know, Donald Trump and his team was deliberately mean to these people that were the apprentices? And if you can look at this like you're on a reality show instead of taking any of it personally and realize that this is giving you foundation for what's going to happen for you moving forward, it's saying you get your dream job by January, but you have to deal with it now until the dream job presents itself. Because let's say you're making $60,000 a year now. By you looking for the next job, you'll make 10 or 15% more by being actively employed at this job to go to the next job. So your next job might be $10,000 more a year, specifically because you held off and found the job that would be a better fit for you. But the big karmic lesson that you're getting here, Tanika, is the fact that you're being shown what you don't want. And yay! I mean, if you can look at it like that, oh, yeah, that's, I don't want that. I don't want to work in this kind of environment. I can't wait to leave here. But look at it like that, oh, yeah, I'm being shown what I don't want. And that's okay. But don't jump off the ship without a paycheck either. So you can look at all this and go, wow, yeah, I really don't want this, but what can I learn from it? How can I work this to my favor? So if you have a Kindle or a way to download the Four Agreements, you can probably read that book today. It's not a big book, but you can read it today. And then you go in tomorrow with a whole different perspective. And part of it is the make no assumptions part is where you ask the question, like if your boss barks at you something to do, say, oh, excuse me, I just need clarity. You want me to do it this way or you want me to do it this way? Because when you can nail the person on the details, then suddenly they won't bark at you as much because then you're too high maintenance. So this could actually work to your favor. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so treat it like a game. Treat it like you're on a Monopoly board and you're just trying to get to Park Place. This is the process of you getting to Park Place.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart, you got this. You really do. And the next job, which you're going to probably have by January, is going to be all the stuff you want in a job, where you can feel like you're learning, where you feel like you're contributing, where you feel like you're part of a team, and maybe even a couple days a week you could work from home, which would be awesome. Oh,
yeah,
and by the way, I want to tell you about a job, and I don't know what pay scale you're looking at, but I know this for a fact, that American Express right now is looking for people. American Express Travel is looking for people to work from home, and they fully train them. And I think they pay like $40,000 a year for you to work from home. So you have to have a computer and you have to have internet. But if you have those things, you can actually do customer service for American Express Travel working from home. So look up American Express Travel in your city and see if it pops up. So if that's the kind of job you want, and think about how cool that would be, because then if you wanted to go back and get any specialized training either by going to college or a trade school, you could do that because you're working from home.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Just a thought. Just a thought.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Yay, hello. I had to jump across the room. Sorry about that. My name is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. Okay, so that cracked me up. Yay!
Oh.
All right, what's your question for me?
Okay. My question is specifically about a proposal that's on someone's desk that's being reviewed.
Oh, my God, they love it.
Oh, my gosh, I love you.
Oh, no, it's the card. I want to tell you, first of all, and I'm getting goosebumps telling you this, the angels have guided you to this. And what you're presenting is different or unusual. Mm-hmm. So I would not take a delay in a decision as though it's a bad thing, because they're wrapping their mind around how they could do it.
Fantastic. And you're spot on in regards to delay. It has been delayed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I would do is I wouldn't, not on Monday, but on Tuesday, I would make a follow-up phone call. And
okay.
And the follow-up phone call is, hey, it's me, Mindy. I just wanted to follow up on the proposal that I dropped off for you. And I want to let you know that I have a couple of other cool thoughts of how this could be incorporated into your current business that we may not have talked about.
Absolutely spot on that as well.
Okay. All I'm trying to tell you is that if they present a counter offer, sort of a baby step to initiating this, you totally need to take it.
Okay. Yes.
So if there's, because once you're in, and whatever it takes for you to get in, you got to get in.
Yes.
So
and it's so,
so there's
relevant
going to,
and appropriate.
Yeah. Well,
that
it's
you say baby
there,
steps because it's a baby product.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm telling you, it's
yeah.
Make sure that you go in with the idea that it is a process, because whatever is with this is different than the way they did it before. And most people don't like change. Our brain is not wired for change. Change usually, sometimes change has to be a shocking experience before we actually decide to agree with it. But with yours, it's totally being considered. And it's going to go in small phases, but once you get in, you're in. But the card that you have that is so impressive in the middle of your reading is how brilliant the idea or the concept is.
Wow. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure. Let me know what happens, okay?
I hold it close to my heart. I will. Thank you so much
for
your service.
All right, gal pal. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What's your question?
My question is, I'm a tenant at an apartment complex for several years now. And 2 years ago, we got new management. And she's an on-site manager. And the second month into her job, she gives me a lease violation for things that are beyond my control, but yet she's leaving a paper trail for me. That's what I feel like. it's gone to the point to where I'm not even there anymore. Like, I just go and check in, and that's it. I mean, I'm not comfortable there anymore, but I can't afford to leave neither.
Okay, when you say lease agreement, is this a living situation or an office situation?
No, a lease violation.
Okay, I know, but is this for, when you say lease violation, is it for a commercial place or private residence?
It's the private residence.
Got it, okay. Because what I'm getting here is that you need to go beyond her to whoever the management company is that hired her, that you need to go to the either the legal department connected with the property management company, or you need to go to her boss, is what it's saying, because this actually looks like harassment to me.
Yeah, I feel very much harassed. It's been a nightmare since.
Okay, because you haven't done anything wrong.
Exactly.
And I don't know.
I went to the owner, and she's right with her. She, like, agrees with her, and she'll back her up by writing a letter and putting it in writing.
So then it sounds to me like you need to go to whatever the next level authority is. Because
I went to legal aid, and they refused to help me. They said because
okay, but that's, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Side.
I'm wondering okay. if there is an association. Okay, so Building Owners and Management Association, which is for both commercial and residential,
mm-hmm.
is an association that's in every city. It's called BOMA, B-O-M-A, Building
okay.
Owners and Management Association. And you might be able to reach out to them and see if there is some sort of legal umbrella about someone being harassed. Now, here's the thing. Let me flip this over to a more spiritual side for this for you, Marie, because what it's saying is that you could work this to your benefit, that if they I think they want to get you out of there because whoever – either they have someone that's on a waiting list that can pay more for the rent or the lease than what you
mm-hmm.
pay, is that one of the things you could do is send them a letter that says, you know, every single thing you have put against me is an invalid, out of my control, alleged lease violation. If you want me to move out, then break my lease and give me my security deposit back. That you turn it back on them. That if they want you out, then you say, look, none of these things you can prove that I did. And you're creating
mm-hmm.
a paper trail to make me look bad. I mean, there's a way you can do this. The other thing it's saying here is that, so the spiritual side of it I started to go to is maybe you're not supposed to live there anymore. And maybe the reason all this is happening is that because you're afraid of change and you don't want to do something new or different, maybe the universe is stepping in going, well, let's make it uncomfortable where she lives right now so she has to look in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I can look at this in two ways.
Mm-hmm.
I can look at this like, yeah, this is you standing up for yourself for something that's bullshit, because it is.
Right.
I mean, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, I know, but there. So we could do that, and maybe you do both. Maybe you speak up. Maybe you go to your local, like we here in Vegas, we have Channel 13 Action News, and they have someone that actually is sort of a community advocate. So you
mm-hmm.
find if there's somebody on one of the news stations that could be a community advocate for you and say that, so they actually gave me this alleged lease violation. Now, the last thing in the world these people want is any publicity about how they're treating their tenants unfairly.
For them to be exposed.
And,
yeah.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
For them to be exposed, I agree.
Right. So here's what you might not be aware of, is you might not be aware that they might be doing this to other tenants. So if you go on, you know, your local ABC affiliate or whatever it is, and you say, this is what has happened, and I've been being harassed. I've paid my rent on time. I have a lease. and they're saying that ever since this new person came on board, that I have violated this lease for something out of my control. So what happens is that if you expose this, there might be three or four other tenants that for whatever reason they don't like them, and they're pulling the same crap on them that they are on you, and then they step forward.
Right.
Okay, but in the process of this, it could be that they either make it right by you or they make it very easy for you to move. But it sounds like to me two things are happening here, gal pal. The first is expose them for the bull crap that they're pulling. I mean, you know, there have been a lot of homeowners associations that are doing to you, that did to their tenants what your property management people are doing to you. Okay? And most people, you know, they don't rattle a cage on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe two things are about to happen for you, gal pal, that you're going to rattle the cage, and then you're going to move. But I would find the place to move to before you start rattling the cages. Because this could happen fast. This could happen within days. So if you have a friend or if there's somebody that you can actually stay with for a month,
mm-hmm.
and you get that set up, say, you know, hey, I'm about to stand up for myself for the first time ever, and that
mm-hmm.
you look at on the, like, your different news stations locally and say, and find out which ones seem to be kind of a community advocate. And then you have proof of these letters and proof that whatever they're claiming that you did is not you. Like, there was a guy that called my program. I've been doing lots of shows on this station since I, you know, but I want to tell you this story. So there was a guy, he bought himself, at his apartment complex, he bought himself a car. And actually, I have two different stories like this. The first one is he bought himself a car, and it wasn't a new car, but it was a car that when he bought it, the previous owner had kept it in really good shape, and I think it was a Nissan Maxima. So he bought this car. Mm-hmm. It was in great shape, and so he would park it in his space under the carport. And
mm-hmm.
after he bought the car, he came down the next day, and someone had put a huge scratch down the side of his door.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely deliberate, right? So we went and told the property managers that somebody did that. Of course, they, we're not responsible, blah, 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 blah. So he
mm-hmm.
actually installed a very small motion detecting camera
mm-hmm.
in the carport. And then got the person that then turned around and scratched the hood of his car on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to the property managers because it was another tenant that did it.
Mm-hmm.
Property managers didn't do anything about it. So then he actually took that video to one of the news stations.
Mm-hmm.
And then lo and behold, the property managers actually repaired the car and evicted the guy that scratched the other guy's car.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm telling you is that what I don't like is it feels like they've targeted you and at least three other tenants to get
yeah.
them to move out so they can raise the rent or the lease.
The others
money.
Moved out. Yeah, there was three that moved out immediately when she came into office, and I'm the one that's sticking there because
yeah.
I feel that I've been a tenant for 11 years, and you know, she's trying to get me out. That's right. I do feel bad.
That's okay. So I'm correct when I say there's at least three other people, and
yes.
that if they've
mm-hmm.
moved
exactly.
out, that's part of your evidence.
Exactly,
and
yes.
and let's also look at it this way: if those three other tenants that moved out might be part of a certain prejudicial demographic group, that's also that's your ace up your sleeve.
Right. And she's Jehovah's Witness, so we're not allowed to celebrate Christmas. We can't put up anything. We can't have any kind
okay.
of decoration.
Okay, sweetie, she has absolutely no right to do that. It sounds to me like not only would this make a great screenplay, This would be a really great story to tell. But I got to let you go, my friend. But thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you so much.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.